Church here in Westfield. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, please know that you are most welcome here. We have to review our Easter phrase. If I say, Christ is risen, you're going to respond,
Christ is risen indeed.
Christ is risen indeed. And you have to be vocal. It's audience participation time. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Perfect. That happens a few times during the service, so pay attention. We have a couple of announcements that I'm going to get through quickly this morning. First of all, welcome to people who are visiting, for people who are welcome back. If you haven't been here in a while, it's great to have you here. We'd also like to welcome Sheldon Ross, our trumpeter. We have beautiful music. We always have beautiful music. It's even more special today with Sheldon and his trumpet with us today. Our office will be open this week, but everybody hold on to your seat. Cindy LaPlante's going on vacation. I know. The audacity. The office will be open from 9 to 12. There'll be coverage. But people usually sniff that she's not there and they don't call. But if you really need something, they'll run. I'll be in on Monday. I'll be out of the office on Tuesday this week. But Barbara James will be in. She'll be in the office on Tuesday. On Wednesday, April 10th, Christian Fellowship will meet with their guest speaker, Ann Lentini. Ann Lentini is the executive director of Domus. Domus is in negotiations to purchase Old Town Hall. So you'll be able to ask Ann all kinds of questions about Old Town Hall on April 10th. If you are someone who said that they would deliver flowers, or if you're going to take your own flowers, would you please see Martha Scavato right over here? Please don't take your flower without seeing Martha, because she's keeping track. Thank you. On Saturday, April 13th, it's First Congregational Night at the Thunderbirds. If you are interested or have any questions at all, please see Michelle Weiner. She'll be very happy to answer that. And then on Friday, April 19th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's Family Night Bowling. Ooh, at Spare Time Bowling in Northampton. If you and your family are interested, please sign up. It's at a very discounted rate, and you get dinner out of the deal. So those things are all wonderful and things that are happening. I believe that concludes our announcements this morning. Let us worship God.
Good morning. Please join me in the call to worship as found in your worship guide. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hope is alive.
Hope is alive indeed.
God's love is eternal.
Hallelujah. Let us give thanks for God and Son.
Now please join us in our opening hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, your hymnal, page 258.
Mm-hmm.
Join with me in our prayer of invocation is found in your worship guide. God of grace and power, we come rejoicing in Christ and to you. We come trusting in the good news that tells us Christ is with us. For the risen Christ is living proof that you care about our lives, O God. The risen Christ offers to us glimpses of hope, even in our tears. As the tomb is not quiet, it speaks, it proclaims, it is a promise of eternal life. Hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You may be seated. Normally at this time, we have a message for children of all ages. That's going to happen during the sermon today, because our children are going to remain with us for the entire service. So at this time, let us turn our attention to the Word of God.
Our scripture reading for this morning is from the book the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wine strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the covering that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, see, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
And now please join me in a responsive reading of Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever.
Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation.
There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
I shall not die, but I shall live and not have the ease of the Lord.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it.
I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from Mark's gospel. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side. They were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, this is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. I probably drop one of the bells. It's so good. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Oh, good job. All right. How many woke up to an Easter basket this morning? How many woke up to an Easter basket this morning? And what was in your Easter basket? Say it again.
Chocolate.
Anything else? Anything else in your Easter basket?
Candy.
Candy. All right. Anyone else? Did any adults get an Easter basket today? I didn't either. We stopped. But, if I were to get an Easter basket, I wouldn't want candy in my Easter basket. I would want a gift certificate to a restaurant. That's what I would want. Or I would want a gift certificate to a spa or an island someplace for 4 nights where they would wait on me hand and foot. I haven't given this any thought at all. How about you? What would be in your Easter basket? Pickleball paddles. Are they there today?
Yeah.
All right, pickleball paddles. Anybody else? What would be in your Easter basket? What would be in your Easter basket? Yes, pickleball. She wanted pickleball. Right? The Easter Bunny heard her. The Easter Bunny's cool. All right, let's go. A trip to Disney World. That would be something. I would like that in my Easter basket, too. How about up here? Anybody up here? iPad. Oh, iPads for the choir. That is an interesting choice. iPads, actually. I heard about the iPads for the choir. So that worked out. Well, where did we get the whole idea of an Easter basket and an Easter bunny? Well, as we know, Easter is a celebration of new life, the resurrection. It's our first major celebration in spring. Eggs and flowers and are rather obvious symbols of fertility, female fertility, but in European traditions, the bunny with its amazing reproductive potential is not far behind. Germans brought the tradition from Europe, where it counts as far back as the 1600s in Germany, described children hunting for Easter eggs, much like they do in the United States today. You see, the Easter Bunny has been around for a long time. And Easter eggs are symbolic of new life. We'll talk about how Christians have incorporated that new life in just a moment. But now, what about us in 2024? We know that children's Easter baskets have changed somewhat, but still kind of traditional, as we heard. But I don't think anybody got pickleball things when we were growing up. And I told you what would happen if I wanted some things. Oh, I forgot, I want tickets for a Red Sox game. But I wonder is this, here's my thought. How many of us have thought about a spiritual Easter basket? The concept of a spiritual Easter basket would be one that is filled with the Easter gifts that we receive from God. What would be in our spiritual Easter basket? God has certainly gifted us with faith. We cannot say that God's will causes everything that happens or that happens, but does free will, God gave us that gift as well. But the same God behind the creation of the universe is at work even now. Wherever there is crisis or sorrow or pain, God is at work bringing comfort, hope, and resurrection. Not only does the resurrection strengthen our faith, but it also gives us hope. Hope has to be in our spiritual Easter basket. It gives us hope that we are redeemed. You see, after Jesus' death, the apostles were hidden, shaking in their sandals, for crying out loud, behind bolted doors and shuttered windows. The faithful women, rising early that first dawn of what would become the new Sabbath, went to a cemetery, expecting to find the body of Jesus. What they found was a messenger from God. And grief turned to awe and wonder. Could it be that Jesus was alive? Is that what he had meant when he spoke of rising on the third day? For us, the Easter resurrection allows us to find our hope for eternal life with God through Christ. This is what gives us hope as we go through our lives. It's what gives me hope as I approach old age, and what I jokingly and lovingly call, in the spirit of basketball, the fourth quarter of life. There are days that I think halftime hasn't even happened yet, but I digress. It is this hope to spend eternity with God through Christ that allows me not to be afraid what happens when the clock says zero and we're not going into overtime. Hope is a great gift to have in our spiritual Easter basket. And we have this gift of hope because the resurrection also gives us grace. The good news of Easter comes on the wings of grace. The gospel, the death and resurrection of Jesus, and the appropriation of grace provided there is the result of God's grace. It is nothing that we claim as a right, but grace is a gift. God's grace brought about Easter. God's grace preaches Easter. And God's grace alone can stir human hearts to believe and accept the good news of the resurrection. The gifts of faith, hope, and grace are all given to us out of an overabundance of love by God for us. We at First Congregational Church have spent the last 2 years at least talking about God's love for us. We devoted our season of Lent, season of love, to ways that we can openly embrace this love. It is the same love that Jesus showed his disciples and followers at the resurrection. It is the same love that Jesus shows Mary Magdalene when he speaks to her in John's Gospel. It is the same love that God shows to us as the only Son is sacrificed and then brought to new life in the risen Christ. This is all done out of love for us. Love for humanity throughout the ages, and the love that will continue to the end of time. It is in this love that we gather here this Easter morning to be with our church community, to remember, celebrate, and believe in the power of God through the resurrection. Well, our spiritual Easter basket looks just awesome with its gifts of faith, hope, grace, and of course, the greatest of these is love. Oh, you've been listening to Paul. Very good. Not this Paul, the other Paul. So, revel in the great gifts we have been given. Let the 50-day celebration, a love fest with God, begin this day and continue in our hearts through our prayers and actions. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Let's take a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we are ever mindful of the joys and concerns that are listed in our worship guide. We offer prayers for members and friends of our congregation. We remember Israeli and Palestinian citizens caught in war. We pray for Joey, Alan, Bruce, Shirley, Mark, Betty, Robert, Susan, John, Ariana, Kurt, Lindsay, for Jean, Tom, Leslie, Marilyn, Judy, Shirley, Kathy, Castle, Martha, Heidi, Dawn, Dave, Jeff, Ann, Jeff, Barbara, Jonathan, Olivia, and Armand. We remember our friends in senior care facilities for Leslie, Barry, Bob, Betty, Joan, and Nancy. And we celebrate with our over 80 birthdays for Libby Dillingham, whose birthday will be April 5th, and for our Beverly Gamble, who turned 29 yesterday. She just reverses those numbers. May God be with you. Please, pray with me. Risen Lord, hear our cry for help. For those surrounded by the shroud of death, for those covered by the mantle of dying, for those hemmed in by illness, visible or veiled, hear our cry for help. For those weighed down with worries, for those carrying the burden of distress, for those overwhelmed by isolation, hear our cry for help. For those who are weary, for those who are tattered and worn, for those who collapse from exhaustion, hear our cry for help. Risen Lord, hear our cry of thanksgiving for the graciousness with which you hear, for the patience with which you listen, for the grace with which you care. Hear our cry of thanksgiving for the ways you accompany us through deep valleys, for the ways you lead us to still meadows, for the ways you provide all we need. Hear our cry of thanksgiving for transforming death in resurrection life, for blessing and breaking ordinary bread, for opening our eyes to recognize you. Hear our cry of thanksgiving. Risen Lord, hear our cry for communities of faith, that we retain memory of being together, that we embrace unity in the reality of distance, that we foresee a future side by side, hand in hand. Hear our cry for communities of faith, that we sense purpose beyond ourselves, that we perceive the needs of creation, that we stretch ourselves to respond, that our ways are formed by your way, that our lives be shaped by your life, that our love be your love. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, God, for the gift of this amazing day of resurrection. Our hearts are overflowing with the joy and excitement of Easter. We pray that you will take our exuberance and use it to bring light and hope to those trapped in darkness and despair. And with all of that, our morning offering will be received.
In victory.
gifts of time, spiritual gifts, and financial gifts as a sign of our love for you and the world. We ask a special blessing on these gifts where you meet us in our suffering and raise us up so that all may come to know of your abiding love. O God, we give these gifts as you have given them unto us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Justice bring to all of us perfect peace. For Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
For Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.